Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, and I am back with another podcast. And this time, I told myself, I said over and over again, I was not going to cover politics. People didn't want me to cover. Listen. I was not trying to do politics. But since 2017... people have been asking me my take on so much different things, especially this topic. And I never talked about it because I'm mixed about it, which is gun control, gun violence, guns in general. And, you know, one person pointed out to me recently, about a week ago, a person said, you cover friendships, relationships, hardships, and lordships. And someone pointed out to me, friendships is kind of a part of that. Hardships is kind of a part of the gun control. I'm like, nah, not really. We had a little debate, and you know, after carefully deliberating, I think that it's something I can cover. It's not, you know, I am a person that has opinions, and I feel that this is something that should definitely be covered. So, gun control and gun violence. Should we have a gun in our home? My answer to that, in short, is yes. And this is the thing. It's not because to have a gun, to have a gun. It's because now we've gotten to the point in our lives where it's you can't beat them, you join them. And I never like to be that type of person. You know, I have a strong stance on everything. But I believe that now we should have guns in our home only because everyone else has them. We live in a racist world, people. We live in a world where people are racist. People aren't going to like you because of the color of your skin. People aren't going to like you because of your spirituality. There's a lot of reasons people aren't going to like you. Because of that, you have to be prepped for it. So in my neighborhood, for instance, I live in a neighborhood with a lot of white folks. And in my neighborhood, a lot of them carry. Because there's a lot of stadies in my area. There's a lot of people that have. I mean, it's a lot. So because of that, I always have to think, if something ever went down, civil war, racist type thing. This hitting Ku Klux Klan people. Thank you. I mean, like, they're hidden. Like, I've seen a lot of Trump signs before he got elected. I see a lot of Trump signs in my neighborhood, and I tell you, I have the fear. You know, I don't support having guns. This is the thing. I have the method that I've been saying for a long time now. In prison, they have these guns that shoot rock salt, not bullets, rock salt. It's like a rock salt beans. I don't know. Anyone from prison can tell me that. I've been in prison and can tell me how it really went down. But I guess they hurt so bad, it feels like you got shot, but they don't pierce. They don't kill. I wish that there was a way for us to make weapons and everyone have them, whether it be a shotgun, a sniper, whatever it might be, that just shot rock salt so people aren't dying. I wish cops can carry these. Let people feel the pain, but let them not die. I wish there was a way for everyone to do that. But now, once again, you can't beat them, you join them. Now we're at the point where that's over. It comes down to, are you going to, if all of a sudden I'm home with my family and all of a sudden Trump says some crazy stuff like, oh, white people, you know, take out them black people, or you never know what could happen in this world. But say if that button was ever pushed, I'm not going to be in a neighborhood surrounded by white people and that goes down and I'm not prepped. You know what I mean? Like, I just think about it. It's easy to say, I don't do guns, or I won't do guns. I'm a Christian. I'm a firm believer. I don't believe in no violence. I hate guns. I hate them. I think they're the worst things ever made. But now that they're out there, now that everybody seems to have one, you need to have one to prep yourself. Because if something ever goes down, I'm not going to be the person in my neighborhood that gets caught off guard. And these white people, or not just white people, black people, whatever. In general, just I say white people because who's in office? And what he can do, and the people in my neighborhood that I've seen with them Trump signs, I have fear. I don't fear anybody, but I have fear of a situation where they might shoot at my house, and I can't do nothing besides sit there and be like, please, please, don't, no. I won't be found or get caught off guard. I gotta defend my family. So no, I don't believe in guns. I hate them. My method, like I said, I wish that everybody had rock salt type weapons. I wish police, not everybody, like police, police, any type of secret agents, you know, secret agencies or FBI, you know, I feel like you could take people out with these rock salt guns because you're going to hurt them so bad or penetrate them so bad. I mean, if you're dealing with tough criminals, that's a whole different thing. You're at war, you're at war and all that type of stuff. But I wish that everyone else, police officers, we see just shooting people and killing them, killing my people just because they're black, pulling them over and just shooting them. I wish we had rock salt guns. Then you could be able to shoot somebody and then ask questions. There would have to be, you could shoot someone with this rock salt and just hopefully they don't die, because I heard the impact from them could kill someone. But I'd rather take that risk than use a bullet to kill somebody. So now I'm at the stage of my life where I don't want people having guns, but because they do, I gotta be ready. My family gotta be ready. My family won't be rolled up on. My family won't. I don't just carry a gun because I think it's cool. I would carry a gun to protect my family. We live in that era now. Every household now needs to be protected. You have children in your house, get you a gun and put it up. Don't have no bullets in it. Whatever you got to do, put in the attic. Don't tell certain family members. Have it at an uncle's house. Whatever you got to do. Only because we live in the world now where you have to be prepared. I don't support any gun violence. I don't support ARs and these people having all this stuff in their house. But these white people, these white kids, these little white kids that are rich are buying these things now off the market. And these Republicans and these white people, everybody's out here and they're getting guns now. So what do you do in this situation? You don't get a gun just to say, I got a gun. You get a gun for protection from people that are crazy, that use their guns for crazy situations. That's why I say, if you can't beat them, you join them. Not willingly. I don't want to have a gun. I don't have a gun currently right now. I want to get my gun license. Why? To protect my family from any sickles or cycles that decide they want to just go shoot up a place. So they, me and my family are trying to have a good time at a movie or something, and you decide you want to go shoot up a movie theater, I can have something to help these people. I don't like guns, but I believe in protecting my family. So what do you do? Do you just have a knife, a kitchen knife, and then you're going to take somebody out like that? What if someone busts through your house right now? How do you protect that? See, a lot of crazy white folks, a lot of these crazy racists, and I'm not saying regular white people, please don't take this the wrong way. I'm talking about the supremacists, the racists, the Klans, the secrecy we've been seeing going on, these shooters that are shooting up schools, all this stuff going on. That's what I'm referring to. Not every white person, because every white person isn't that way. I know that. I love white people. I have a lot of white friends that I'm cool with. I have a lot, and a lot of white in my family. But let's be real. We got to be real about this. It's either you die trying to protect your family, or you die just to die with your family. That's the only reason why I say to have one. Not to sport it, not to brag about it, just to say, if my family's ever in danger, I want to be able to do something. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, a lot of Christians say, well, if it's my time, it's my time. You know, maybe the shooter will come and the gun will jam, or maybe. But we also have to have wisdom, you guys. We have to. And if you don't want to have a gun, I get it. You don't have to. Just pray that when that moment happens, or if that moment ever comes, that you're ready. Or that God will stop that bullet, or the gun will jam, or maybe you can sing a church hymn and he'll stop. I don't know. But I just want to do it for safety precaution. I want to have something to protect my family. Something to protect my family. Get my license to protect my family. It's legal. I'm not getting it because I feel that I need to show everybody how good my skills are. I'm getting it because I feel if something ever went down, I want to be ready, especially with who we got in office right now. I don't even got to talk about it. The uprising of the racists. So that's my take on it. Like I said, I never want to really cover politics, but I'm going to be doing a lot more of it because a lot of people are asking me about it and a lot of people want my take on it. So, you know, like I said, right now I'm labeled as FRHL, which is Friendship, Relationship, Hardship, Lordship. But I might just be changing to just Mr. Parker Relationship Podcast, because covering those four, I got a lot of other questions people ask me. People want to know about my take on abortion. People want to know my take about a lot of other things. And I can't, you know, really talk about it because I'm supposed to just do relationships. But when it comes to guns, I'm going to protect my family. I don't want a gun. I don't support having a gun, but I support someone defending their family at all costs. That's what real men do. Back in the gladiator days, someone tried to roll up on a gladiator's family or a Spartan or an Indian or something. They had them arrows ready. They had them knives ready. They had something ready. Because that's how this world is. It's unfortunate, you know, that we have such a huge gun problem. And, you know, I see them talk about, oh, let's go take the guns from everyone's homes now. I'm with that. I wish everyone's guns get taken. But the thing is, I know it's too late. And I know even if you take guns from someone's home, they're going to get more. You think you're going to stop these people from getting more guns in their home? That's the sad part. There's nothing we can do about it. It's too late. It's already in everyone's home. I wish they did ban guns. I wish guns were banned, that you couldn't have a gun at all. Then I'll feel safe. If they put a law out that every gun was banned, you couldn't have a gun, I would take everything back in this podcast and say, you don't need a gun. Ever. You don't need a gun. What's the point? But the fact that they're there and they exist, and any day now, people can decide, let's purge or let's do, you don't know what can happen. I gotta be prepared. So that's my take on guns. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. And I'll be covering a little bit more politic type things. I mean, they're pretty plain in sight to me. And I because I have such a strong opinion on, none of this is written down or scripted. This is all freestyled off the top. That's why you might get a lot of pauses when I'm talking, or a lot of, you know, because I'm thinking and I'm calculating while I'm speaking to make sure I'm not pushing wrong buttons. And it ain't wrong buttons like to offend anyone. It's just wrong buttons making sure I'm speaking factual. So thank you guys for listening. Your boy Dre. Peace.